Superintendent Denny Sullivan has made some statements about this alleged attack on a 10-month-old child on a train, and has thanked members of the community for alerting people to the alleged attack. It's rather horrific. It's been documented in news services this morning. Superintendent Sullivan's on the line. Superintendent, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Ray, and good morning to all your listeners.
When I first heard about this, and you try to think, oh, it can't be as bad as perhaps we think it is, but then I note that the baby's taken into custody by police and we've got family and community services looking after the baby. I just heard in the news that, among other things, it's alleged the child was stuck with a safety pin and then struck with a mobile phone. Is that what the allegation is?
Yeah, those are the allegations, Ray, that we put before the court today. And it's one of those ones trying to pack this all together, that when police were alerted by that quick-thinking member of the public that you spoke about, they got on the train and immediately saw that the child had injuries and was distressed. And they took that child up to the Gosford Hospital. I'm told it's still there in a stable condition and is in the care of the hospital staff at this point.
And is it correct that the child was in the care of the mother and the person who's being detained is not a direct relative of the child? Is that confirmed?
Yeah,
or not?
That's absolutely correct. That the man and the woman were travelling together, and the child is the child of the woman,
but not the son or daughter of the man.
Not the son or daughter of the man. And it's a I can say to you and your listeners, Ray, that it's a 10-month-old baby boy.
It's a little boy. And I mean, Danny, I just sit here, you know, scratching my head in disbelief that on public transport or anywhere else that someone could allegedly strike a child of that age with a mobile phone and stick the child with a safety pin. I mean, it's barbaric, Danny.
It is, Ray, and as you know, we've spoken many times before. I've been in the police now nearly 30 years, and it's one of those ones that really shocks you at the domestic and family violence just against the defenceless child. And earlier you've reported it. That's why I have nothing but praise for those bystanders who had the courage to come forward and just step up and say, this is wrong.
Well, they could have saved this child's life, Danny, and I'm not overstating it. I mean, these sort of things start with this, and you blade if you know where they end up.
And again, not being dramatic, but you've said it. It's on public transport in the full view of everybody. This is what this child is experiencing, and these people that came forward have definitely made a difference in this young person's life.
Okay. You said he's before the court. Have they dealt with him yet, or he's still before it now?
Yeah, no, I've actually just been told by my team, because we've had a close eye on this, that he's been before the court. He's been adjourned to the 9th of August at Woi Woi Local Court, and bail has been by the court today.
Seeing we haven't named him, it's unlikely we will, given the tenuous nature of the relationship with the mother and the child. Is he someone that's known to you as a police officer or to your force?
We've had understanding and knowledge of this fellow. He's 22 years old from the Bellbird area, which for your listeners is up near the Cessnock part of the world, which is on the Central Coast. He's been before the court. Bail refused now to the Woi Woi court on the 9th of August.
Okay. Well done to the members of the public and your officers, and thank you for alerting the public to it. Thanks, Danny.
No, my pleasure, Ray.
See you soon. Thanks, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Superintendent Denny Sullivan. I've met Denny on a couple of occasions and spoken to him a number of times on air. He's a really top-class young police officer. He mustn't be as young as he looks, because I think he just told me he's been in the police force for 30 years. And I remember commenting at one particular function I was emceeing, and he was there with the commissioner. And I said, now I know I'm getting old. We've got a superintendent and an LAC at the Brisbane Water Local Area Command who looks a lot younger than perhaps I would have liked him to be. It just means I'm getting older and coppers are getting younger. But he's obviously, as I said, a bit older than he looks, but he does a pretty good job up there with his officers in the Brisbane Water area.